House Bill 1775 was supposed to do a lot of things: ban critical race theory, ensure white students aren't shamed for actions of their ancestors, and limit difficult conversations in the classroom. But the actual effects are unclear. State Impact's Robbie Korth sat down with Oklahoma State School Boards Association attorney Brandon Carey to discuss what the new law means for educators and students.
So, what have we gotten wrong about HB 1775?
Well, a couple of things. A few things. One is that HB 1775 doesn't actually prohibit anything that is generally being taught in Oklahoma public schools. If you look at the language of the bill is, for example, saying that we cannot teach concepts that say one race is superior to another, or that we cannot teach concepts that says that one race is, or people that are inherently racist on account of their race or sex. That's not going on, at least not in any systemic way. These are things that aren't being taught in schools, and that we have not been given any notice that are being taught in schools. So I think that's the first important thing, is this stuff isn't exactly going on. But I think the other thing that people probably are starting to realize, at least in the education community, is it was written just confusingly enough to make people fear that having tough discussions about race or sex-related topics in civics and social studies is now off limits.
So, it sounds like we have two different issues here. How do you get past that fear piece? Because it sounds like you're saying that's the more dangerous one.
Definitely think it's the more dangerous one. The one that I have the most concern will prevent these discussions in public schools that are so necessary. So a few ways. One is read the bill closely. If you read the language of the bill, you'll notice that these are not things that you're teaching in school. These are not things that are included in your lesson plans. So that needs to be understood, this bill, this language, by school districts, by administrators, and by teachers. Once you get past that, I think administration and teachers have to come together, understand what the law is, what it does not prevent, and support each other in making or in allowing these conversations.
So this was around the time of the Tulsa Race Massacre anniversary, and part of the rhetoric revolved around, like, from now on, you're not going to be able to teach the Tulsa Race Massacre in an Oklahoma classroom. You know, what's wrong with that statement, and how should discussions around difficult topics like the Tulsa Race Massacre be approached by teachers?
The bill actually states, right before it lists all these prohibitions that people are not doing anyway, that it does not prevent the teaching of anything listed in the Oklahoma Academic Standards. Things like the Tulsa Race Massacre are listed in our Oklahoma Academic Standards. So we still must teach those standards. And our standards even go further and say that we should be examining the reasons behind some of these events in our history, regardless of what the event is. So there is nothing in this bill that, number one, would prevent discussion of the Tulsa Race Massacre, as it is something that should be taught, or discussing the reasons behind it.
So bottom line is, it sounds like you're saying teachers really shouldn't change or be afraid of these difficult topics. They shouldn't be throwing them out.
It's easy for me to say they shouldn't be afraid. My discussions with teachers and administrators tell me they are. And one reason they are is because the way the bill is written, in a way that confuses people, let's be honest, and creates fear. But I strongly encourage teachers to continue these discussions, and administrators and school boards to back up their teachers in having these discussions, because I do not believe they are prevented by the language of this bill.